Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Take the highway to the end of the night.
All right, we're in contact with our reporters on the Texas-Mexico border. They got huge breaking news. Look for that to pop in during this hour. We're taking your calls right now. I've done a better job lately actually getting to your calls, and we only had two callers on hold yesterday when we ended the show, and we were able to get one of them back on the line. So we'll go to everybody else after this. Wayne in Texas, thanks for holding over from yesterday. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. Hey, the reason for my call is I wanted to see if y'all had heard anything about this. There was an anonymous tip that came into WFAA, the local news station here in Dallas, about a litany of about 1,000 planes that were sold illegally through an airport in a town outside of Lufkin called Onalaska. And those planes were sold to an Argentinian international fugitive with the last name Machado. I believe his name was Frederick Machado. And Frederick Machado is believed to be a narco trafficker with huge ties to Colombia, which is interesting given that Argentina is a Belt and Road Initiative country that, you know, it shares with, you know, China over 3,000 miles of coastline, strategic military important site, and then, of course, Colombia with the Darien Gap. But what essentially was happening is they had a relationship with a broker for airplanes where they were setting up an illegal trust to where they were able to purchase illegally over 1,000 planes with a special N designation, which gives them, you know, a pretty good amount of anonymity, a lot less scrutiny when you have that N designation through this system of trust that was set up. And, of course, they want to extradite this guy. There was like 7 other people that were also indicted, and they're having trouble extraditing him back here to Texas. But, you know, it's just another example where we're under attack. We know, you know, Mayorkas' involvement with the Darien Gap there in Colombia. I mean, it looks for sure 100% like there's a major pipeline coming up through there with this.
Well, we know there's a giant pipeline. I'm not familiar with what you're talking about, but I mean, I know that the criminal elements of our government triggered the border surge, triggered the collapse, and are now having the Border Patrol, the military, run it. Oh, Biden sent troops down there. Yes, to help load them on buses. Now we got the footage last night of them secretly doing it. The U.S. military criminally violating law and federal court orders doing this. So you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, and I think even more so than this, you know, everything ties back to trying to peg the yen to an oil petrodollar to the yen. And now, you know, because China's a net importer of oil, like kind of much like the United States is now, what they have to do is they have to destroy, you know, all the supply lines that the United States was able to amass through through the wars in Iraq and everything else, while at the same time, the diminishing demand that causes, you know, with the loss of lives.
You're right. The globalists are cutting off our energy, working with China to turn all that infrastructure over. This is the double cross. It's happening right now.
Yeah, and inevitably what it leads to is, so once they can get the yen pegged to the petrodollar, then they want to switch everything over to where you go to a digital currency from there, and inevitably we compete with resources. For resources with the artificial intelligence, because the energy resources that requires to mine cryptocurrency, you know, with electric, you know, motors and things like that.
Yeah, they're attacking civilization.
Yeah.
But China and India and Mexico and 160 other countries, zero cuts. I mean, this is war. Our government is imploding us, bringing in more people while turning off our energy. If we had unlimited energy, we could take 60 million, 100 million people. We can't do it without energy.
No, we can't. And they want us to compete inevitably with the artificial intelligence solely for the use of those energy.
Exactly. Because the AI, nobody talks about cutting off big tech's energy. You just hit the key.
Yeah, exactly. We're on the same page, Alex. And also, I wanted to tell you, too, because you were talking about the Committee of 300 and the Olympians. What you want to do is look up the Emperor Tiberius and his reign as it pertains to how he closed all the imperial cult worship centers of the divine genius. and you read about that, the divine genius, because it really gets into their ideology of what the Romans believed, and that pertains into, once you read about the divine genius, let me find it here, the Divius, the Deus, and the Numa. You want to read about that, because that...
Amazing call.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We are taking your always thought-provoking phone calls right now on Friday, May 12th, 2023. Our reporters have just filed more insane reports, but if I play them, I can't take your calls and cover news, but I'm torn. I don't want to cut off Jade Iyer next hour. You just got to go to InfoWars.com. You got to get these Owen Shorter reports. They're just all of them out of the park. They have caught them secretly smuggling people in, covering it up, lying, just the military facilitating it. It is, when I say it's bombshell after bombshell, this just went up minutes ago. Texas National Guard working to assist Border Patrol in human trafficking. It's all on video. We have new footage today in El Paso. It's all going up right now because they got so much footage. They've got bad internet on the border. So they have to go back to the hotel and upload it. Here's footage today. That's all. The War Room today, 3 p.m. Central. Do not want to miss that. Let's go to Ghost in FEMA Region 3. Ghost, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. So I love our country. My family's been here and fighting for it for centuries. But I could agree that it's smart to have a contingency plan for every potentiality. Earlier in Harrison's program, he briefly mentioned hearing rumors or whispers that the Russians would be or may be opening up asylum channels for American Christians. I was wondering if you had heard anything about this.
Who's setting up asylum?
Harrison said he had heard rumors that the Russians might be opening up asylum channels for American Christians.
Yeah, no, that's not a rumor. About 4 years ago, Russia opened up asylum for European Christians and homeschoolers having their kids taken away because they wouldn't let them teach the kids transgenderism. So Russia, I think you can find articles on that. Russia has opened up asylum programs, and they've actually invited Europeans and others to Russia and to give them free land for farmers to go to Russia.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah, Russia. Oh. Let me think of the exact headline. Hold on. 4 years ago, so don't clip news, click web, search, Russia offers asylum.
Children, and specifically pregnant women, hadn't been seeing much of that, but we are seeing some of that today. So we're going to see just how overwhelmed El Paso is, as last night we watched into the late hours of the night, buses going into Juarez, and then back into Texas. We follow these buses through the processing centers and now deep into the heart of Texas. So coming to a Texas city near you, over capacity, overwhelmed with Joe Biden's illegal immigration pipeline.
All right. We'll get Noah's report later. This is all digital. Go ahead and turn that off, guys. My mic just cut off, and it was just a weird thing with the computer over here. So that was not some big secret thing with ghosts calling about this has happened. So let me go back to the crew and tell them to search this. But click web because it won't be on news. It's like 4 or 5 years old. Russia offers asylum to European Christians. Russia gives free land to Christian farmers. So, yes, that's not a rumor. Yeah, there it is. The United States welcomes Russians seeking asylum for President Putin. No, that's the United States welcomes Russians offering asylum. That's not what I was asking for. We're talking about, I'll find it during the next break. I'll do it. It's fine. But, yes, that's true. So go ahead and finish your point, Ghost.
Oh, that was just it. I have a bunch of other points, but that's just kind of what I wanted to ring in about today. So thank you for the information, Alex.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Up next is Turner. My mic doesn't turn off again. Turner in Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Pleasure talking to you, man. Appreciate all y'all doing InfoWars. I just kind of wanted to go into like the 35,000 foot view on all this stuff. I mean, it's just the Stockholm Syndrome is insane. I mean, back in the past, if you study history, which is you should, it's interesting, but when an army size of military age males walk into your country, you're at war. I mean, that's what it is. But simultaneously, they're starting World War III and attacking recruitment, basically, on our whole military. Nobody's going to want to join with drag queens on there. I mean, I come from a family of patriots, and I wouldn't join right now. But it's just this inverse satanic reality. I just don't get how people don't see it. And your point about feudalism, that's the whole goal. I mean, am I right saying that?
No, that's it. The whole goal is feudalism.
I mean, and then these blatant liars on the media, they're lesser people than all of us. They deal in lies. But just like President Kennedy said, these people have secret oaths to secret societies, whatever it may be. But their oath is not to the Constitution. So, I mean, it's just kind of coming to a time where it's just such an inflection point, and it's just hard to try to drive it to these people, drive it home and go, this is a really big issue. You really need to pay attention.
Well, it's not just a very big issue. It's the globalists waging war against civilization and totally and absolutely taking over.
I mean, this is it.
They're literally turning off the energy, turning off the power, locking us down, coming with total control, and we're just sitting here letting it happen.
I know. I mean, it's there just hitting us at every angle. Psychological warfare is nonstop. But, I mean, it's gotten so to the front. I just find it hard to see that. People can't see it. It's ridiculous.
I agree with you. And again, as things incrementally get bad, the public just demands more free stuff. They don't understand the globalists are making them poor to be able to dictate control through the social credit score, the universal basic income. That's the goal. Get you so poor, you've got to be fed by them. And don't worry, they've got plenty of bug protein and plenty of drag queen story time.
I mean, yeah, exactly. As soon as they give you that handout, they've got you right where they want you. And it's just, where's that self-sufficient American mentality? I mean, I don't understand how people can't think like that, but I know most of the audience is not thinking that way. Everybody's on board here, so.
All right, well, thank you so much, Turner. Great point. Rob in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm a 20-year listener. I just wanted to say I don't know when we're going to get over this. I was listening to you and Owen talking about this peaceful protesting, but I don't know how far this can go peaceful. This has been going on for a long time, and now they're systematically shredding the Constitution and our Declaration, where Joe Biden says that they're not absolute. And I don't know who they are to say that, but the red stripes in that flag do not resemble, in our flag, do not resemble a peaceful protest. And I don't know where we can go with this, but these pipeline buses that are coming in through Mexico at midnight, there's a way to stop that. There's a way to stop that.
And how do you stop that? Yeah, I'm listening to you. How do you stop that?
Okay. Well, yeah, there's a way to stop it. I don't understand. How is it, if you can ask Dershowitz next time you have him on, how can they seek asylum down there in the United States if they're getting loaded on buses in Mexico? I don't understand that.
No, they're not seeking asylum. They're not following the law. But Biden said the border is controlled. He says there's no problem.
Okay, so the bottom line is, our biggest hurdle in the United States right now is the media, which is, I think you're going to end up being number one. You're going to end up being number one because I'm really sketchy on what Elon Musk just did with that gal that is working with, she's affiliated with the WEF.
She's not just affiliated. Yeah. She didn't just go there. She was a global task force head.
Okay. Okay. And yeah, the peaceful protest, I saw you in Seattle a couple of years ago. And some guy threw coffee on you when you're downtown. You're just down there just trying to get people's opinion. And he almost threw his thermos at you. Now, that's not peaceful. So I'm wondering, when are we going to start fighting back? I'm in a very red county in Washington State. I'm surrounded by liberals. And I'm watching all this, and I'm losing every ounce of sleep every night because I cannot believe this. I've never seen anything like this before. And I question what Elon Musk is doing with this.
No, I agree. Well, the biggest thing is don't give any big globalist corporation any money if you can do it, and just only support independent media and independent organizations. It really comes down to economic warfare. That's what globalism is. That's what the lockdowns were. It's what the shots are. It's what it's all about. I understand your concern, Rob. We're here just trying to fight this. Thank you. All right, Matthew, Wayne, William, Paul, Julio, Caleb, Alicia, Carlos, Matt, Rick, we're taking every one of your phone calls when we come back. Please stay with us. Band.video, Infowars.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yeah, I heard there was a rumor that Klaus Schwab wants you to eat bugs and says you'll own nothing and have nothing. No, you can actually go to their WEF's own website and watch him say it. You can read his book where he says it. So a caller called in and said, Harrison Smith said there was a rumor that the Russians were giving free farmland away to Christians and farmers and others. So I thought, why don't I actually just pull up the articles? And as I said, it was 4 or 5 years ago. It's actually longer than that, 6 years ago. 2016, here's all the mainstream news headlines. Russia offers free land to Russians and foreigners to come be farmers. Go read the whole article right here. Russia-briefing. Here's another one. Why Russia is wooing South African white farmers. The sale pitches includes abundant land, relatively safe, and Putin's disdain for the liberal West. London Guardian. Here's another one. The truth about land giveaways in Russia. Putin's war seduces European farmers away from the Green Deal. The Green Deal shutting them down? He actually is doing organic farming. Russia offers free land to all citizens willing to move to Far East, including foreigners. Washington Post. Okay, so not a rumor. Boom. What I hate is rumors. What I love is reality. And so I've seen the news reports and all of it where they're like taking Christian families' kids in Germany and France. And they're going to Russia. Hundreds of thousands of them. So that's a true story. It's not a rumor. It's true. Let's go to Matthew in Wisconsin. Trump and the next president, 2024, and the cyber attack. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey, Alex. I love you so much, and I just want to pray for you right now. Yeshua HaMashiach shield you and everyone in InfoWars on Schroyer all down at the border. We love you guys, and we just pray that God gives you strength and courage to keep on fighting. Now, I got a plug. I have to plug. Now, I start my day every morning with coffee. I put a little bone broth in there. I take my DNA force. I take my nitric boost. But here's the thing. I can only take one real red pill plus because it's so strong when you mix all of them together. And I'm telling you, I take that with my filtered water from my Alexa Pure. And I'm telling you, after I drink that, I'm charged. Ready to go to work. Now, I work at a shipyard that Trump named by name and got us a contract for building ships for the Navy, but we're building them for Saudi Arabia. Now, I don't want to go down to that rabbit hole, whatever, right? But about a month ago, guess what? We were hacked, and the hack came from Washington, D.C., a ransom hack as soon as we launched to Cleveland. Now, I don't, you know, as far as...
Oh, wait, you mean your own government's working against you? Yeah.
Right, you know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy. You know, I don't even know what to do, but we've been paralyzed now for like a month. We can't do anything. All the computers are down. I don't even know. But I kind of also wanted to tell you a little bit about my story here, right? I grew up Democrat, you know, Democrats for the poor, Republicans for the rich, you know. I go to prison and... 2007, and Obama's running. I'm all for Obama. Yeah, you know, first black president. Yeah, you know, I'm all for him. I start listening to the AM talk radio, and I stumble upon Michael Savage, and I start listening to him, and he's talking about, you know, why are we in Afghanistan? What are we doing over there? And an army officer calls up and says, we're over there for the poppy fields, and he hangs up. After that, I was like, wow, because now my community has been devastated by heroin. I live in a little small town where you would never think that this stuff would come to. And all of a sudden, I know plenty of people dying from this stuff, right? So I'm thinking in my head, like, wow, this is what's really going on. Then I start, fast forward to 2012, I get out of prison, and I'm finding Bohemian Grove, and I see your video, and I'm like, dude, oh, that changed my whole life. Then I started listening to you, and I started really paying attention to politics, and with Trump, but when Obama, I didn't think Obama was going to leave office, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was a wrap then, but when Trump came in, I was like, sweet. Now, I started really paying attention to Donald Trump. I had a dream about him before he was president, all right? I had this dream where I meet him, and I'm like, hey, what's up? It's Donald Trump. And I come walking up, and I shake his hand, and I pull him close like a hug, you know? And I whisper in his ear, I say, hey, you know they're going to try to get you, right? And he pushes me. He's like, you don't believe in that conspiracy theory crap, do you? And he walks away. And as he's walking away, like my jaw hits the ground. But as he's walking away, the shadows on the ground, on the walls are growing. And then he gets to the end and he looks back at me and he nods his head. I wake up, right? I come running downstairs. I tell my dad, I'm like, Dad, I just had a dream about Donald Trump. And there's Donald Trump in Wisconsin at St. Norbert College giving a speech where they had the big thing about somebody wrote Trump on the stairs, and they had a big thing about all the people like, oh, man, I can't believe they wrote Donald Trump on the steps or whatever. They had a big thing. It was hilarious. But I love you, Alex. And I'm
I know, the left called that a physical attack. Oh, the Republicans wrote with chalk. It's like killing us. It's terrorism. Amazing call. God bless you, brother. Love you. Amazing call. Wayne in Nebraska, you're up next. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Kind of have two things I wanted to talk about with you today. The first being Anderson Cooper, right? I mean, you look at this guy. You look into his family history. I mean, his great-great-grandfather, Cornelius Vanderbilt, right? This guy, if he was born in today's age, he'd be probably the richest man in the world. I mean, involved in the steamboat. He's a steamboat pioneer. He donated steamboats to, you know, the American Army during the Civil War. He's involved in railroads. He's involved in all this. And then you have Anderson Cooper up there, acting like he's the authority, who, by the way, Anderson Cooper
is the heir to the Vanderbilts.
Yeah. And how many,
by the way, he is the heir to the Vanderbilts. They say he has no money when you look him up. They estimate he's as rich as the Rothschilds. The guy's worth trillions.
Yeah. And on top of that, he spent two summers with the CIA in Langley, Virginia. And they didn't send him to Washington. They sent him to the CIA headquarters. And I mean, you look at that little interview that you played in today's show. And it's like, it's just like textbook CIA propaganda, you know? Like, he's
exactly. He's like the Jack Nicholson or Tiger Woods of lying. I mean, he literally, everything he says is a lie. It's like hard to tell a pure lie. He just does it like everything out of his mouth is a lie.
And that little quick interview that, you know, that you played, it's just him. I mean, look at it. He's just laying the freaking narrative for the whole everything. Oh, 50% of the country believes in this. These are people that, your family members, this and that. And it's just like...
Yeah, he's there protecting all the stolen power they've got.
Yeah, exactly. And then, excuse me. My first time calling, I'm wired right now. as far as everything with the border and Owen, he's been getting tremendous amount of footage, everything. You know, this is just, I mean, if you call it as it is, everybody that I know that I talk to, I, you know, it's an invasion. That's what it is. We have to call it what it is. We have to pray for our country.
That's right. Only God can get us out of this. We have to pray to God, to lead God and direct us, be the leaders, and we'll do the little things together that do the big things, that do the massive things to change the world. And I could talk to you forever, but I got to go to the next caller. Thank you, Wayne. William, Paul, Julio. Everybody, your calls are straight ahead of it. Owen Schroyer is going to pop in with us from the border. The team has done an excellent job. It's too good. There's just too much footage to even watch it all. Every damn video is incredible.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try. If you've never tried them, Or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock. I want to remind you, you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, we're taking a lot of amazing calls, but that means I got to cut you off to the next person. So understand, I can talk to you all for an hour, but I got to get to the next person. So get ready and make your point, because I love you.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea.
We are the survivors. The black survivors, and the black folks have survived. They've been through hell. In the near future, I'm going to talk about black people in great detail and how much I love them, but how much they've been manipulated, and we got to save ourselves together. The black people were put through hell, not just here, but around Africa and other areas. And like Nietzsche said, that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. In 1960, black people on average had a lower illegitimacy rate, and in many areas, a higher standard of living than white people, because
not because segregation was good, but because they weren't victims. They built their own thing. And what those black people did is what Americans did coming to America to have a freer world. Didn't mean we were perfect. We were doing something better than the last thing. And so not being a victim, but overcoming and energizing yourself, people want to suppress you and building your new economy that Louis Farrakhan talks about. He's not perfect, but he's right about that. That's the answer. We got to take black America's example out of the Civil War as an example for us and take the example of what they did to black people in the 1960s to now as what to not do. So black people are the example of what to do, and they're also the example of what not to do. Because the program they run against them is a program they run against us all. Let's come in with Bob Marley, the Survivors, next segment. Let's go to William in Detroit. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you for having me on there, Alex. But there's this thing I want to bring up there, like with all this border surge on the southern border.
Let's be clear. This isn't a surge. This is a total collapse.
Yeah, it is. But there's like a movie with Cheech Marin. The movie was Born in East L.A. There, the scene in the movie there is like close to the end where storming the border there, and the agents there are really stunned there as hundreds of Mexicans are storming the border there. It was back in 1987 there. But the thing was all these fictional stuff with the predictive programming. It seems there's just all these movies, TV shows.
They're right. It's all programming. America owes you. America's bad. Well, if it's so bad, why are you trying to get here? I appreciate your call. Let's go to Julio in Colorado. Julio, you're on the air.
Alejandro, hope all is well. Numero uno in Denver yesterday. Denver Union Station already swarmed with illegal migrants in their white plastic bags. I tell you what, Denver already has a massive drug problem and a massive homelessness problem. It's only going to get worse. Number two, black residents across poor major metropolitan areas better stand up. WLS-TV Chicago highlighting a resident in Chicago's South Shore neighborhood, irate at over 500 migrants coming into town. This is already on top of migrants staying at.
Yeah, I love how New York and Chicago complain about a few hundred when they've already infiltrated. Imagine being in El Paso and there's hundreds of thousands of illegals running around.
It's a catastrophe, Alex. Number three, homework assignment for the listeners. Air Force War College, 1996, alternate futures for 2025, security to prevent surprises. In this, they talk about four scenarios. One, the U.S. overwhelmed and preoccupied with worldwide commitments. Two, multinational corporations dominating international affairs.
And say that government report again, because that's just a repeat of Rex 84.
Exactly. And it's also a series of documents that I spoke about a decade ago, Owning the Weather in 2025. This document, again, alternate futures for 2025. The subheadline is security planning to avoid surprises. Air Force War College, September 1996.
Now, I've seen the report. They've been planning this for a long time, and it's not our military that are bad. The people that run the military ran the bio attack. They run the injections. The Pentagon is captured.
Absolutely. And lastly, Alex, they're doing all of this. They're bombarding the U.S. population with so many psyops to break the will. I just implore everyone to stand strong, hold the line, pray, because it's only going to get crazier, Alex. I heard from a source who has a spouse working for the Department of Energy. They're telling them by June, you got to start looking for a new job, which means to me, if the debt ceiling continues to prolong and the fights continue in D.C., we're going to see massive blackouts.
That's right. They're about to break the country. And by the way, I've known you 15 years, CeeLo. You've been a big reporter, what, in TV news, radio news. Hopefully we make it to the bankruptcy. Maybe we try to hire you as a reporter, brother. Love you. Thanks for the call. That's why he's so articulate. Amazing guy. Matt in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Good, brother.
I want to give a big shout-out for what you do. I just want to know, what would be the real signature of a real resistance here in America as opposed to a government-staged terror? What kind of targets will we see them pick?
Well, I think you're smart, and I don't want to say targets, but obviously, it wouldn't be black people at a grocery store. It wouldn't be white people at a school, at a Christian school. It would it'd be George Soros and Bill Gates and Peter Daszak. But I don't want any harm against them. But it would be people like that.
What could be something we could look for on TV that would give us hope, that we know there's somebody fighting for the whole team?
Well, I mean, I thought about this morning, and I'm not calling for violence because they could spin it against us, but Peter Daszak and Bill Gates and all of them have started the gain-of-function bioweapon program, which has already been going. They publicly rubbed it in our face yesterday, and they need to be stopped. And I'm not saying anybody should go kill them. I'm just saying the FBI and everybody else, like, you got kids too, man. I mean, come on. It's like the Hitler general staff were bad guys, but 2 years before the war ended, they knew Hitler was losing. They tried to kill him. Well, Biden's a puppet, so nobody should kill him, turn him into a martyr. Do not do that. The problem is it's a bureaucracy. So with a Julius Caesar or a Hitler or a Fidel Castro, you got a target. The globalists are smart. They got this big blob of bureaucrats and corporate people. So, if Bill Gates died tomorrow, they got 10 more right behind him. So it's a hard thing to crack. That's why this enemy's so powerful. Is they know what they're doing. I mean, what do you think we do?
Oh no, man, we just need a win for the home team, man. We need to get the moralization up. You know, I think the American people are demoralized, and if we can win one for the home team and get the morale up, that'll rally the Patriots.
Well, I'll say this: I would not cry at night. I don't want anybody to be violent or launch any offensive attacks because they'll spin it against us. But if God did it, and God's real. If God struck down 1,000 globalists tonight and struck them with lightning, I would sleep really good, brother.
All right. Thank you.
I mean, because I'm not a guy that calls for violence, but I also can't be a liar. Don't be violent. They'll spin it. You shouldn't do it. Okay. So I'm not like you're like, oh, don't be violent, but maybe we should. I'm telling you what I really believe. I'm just saying they got gain-of-function labs everywhere with stuff that'll literally kill half of us or more. I mean, as a man, this morning I was reading this stuff, and last night I was just like, you can't lie to people. I mean, we are authorized for violence, but they'll spin it. We shouldn't do it. But come on. I mean, listen, I wish we had one Hitler to deal with, and I wish the German general staff would have killed his ass at the Wolf's Lair with that bomb, but it failed because evil protects itself. But we're not dealing with Hitler. We don't have one guy to kill. If there was one guy, I'd say violence, get that son of a bitch. But doesn't work like that. Our enemies are cowards. They know how to hide. They know how to manipulate. So obviously the military, don't kill them. Don't kill the police. Don't kill anybody, okay? And I don't say that because they're going to come arrest me if I say it. I say what I believe is the truth. This is the Satan we're up against. This is sophisticated, working through people. In The Exorcist, do they go kill the girl who's possessed? No. They rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and both priests have to die to get the devil out of her. That was the Christ-like story. It's so powerful because... It's a very complex question. But, yeah, no, they are producing bioweapons against us, and they should get the death penalty for that. But that needs to be done properly.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Survivors, black, white, brown, old, young. And the globalists, the number one threat. Yeah, we got beefs, we got problems, we got history. None of that matters. The New World Order shut down the Third World for 3 years. Now they've imploded the borders. They're flooding in people they control with cell phones and money to vote how they want. The people running the attacks on humanity are running this. You don't save them by opening the borders up. Also, but the next hour to go to Carlos and Alicia and Paul and Rick ahead of Jay and I are taking over. He knows sometimes I take some of the time, but I'm going to get to every one of your calls. But Owen Schroyer, just want to, seriously, you guys always do a great job. You have grand slammed it. The only problem is it's gotten a lot of attention. Millions of views on Bandai video, millions of views on Twitter, but it's frustrating. I'll see one video you've done with 500,000 views, another with 300,000 views, with 200,000 views, 100,000 views, you know, dozens of videos with hundreds of thousands of views. You're Paul Revere, you're War in the World. Then I'll see some, the best video you did with 500 views on Bandai video, not on Twitter. And it makes the top of my head blow off because you guys have probably filed 60, 70 reports the last 2.5 days. Give us a boil down as you're down there in El Paso on the Texas border of what you're witnessing, because this is insane. I mean, I don't even know. It's like drinking out of a fire hose. I don't even know how to describe it, much less be there like you and the team.
Well, let's start off with just how twilight zone it is that today, Karine Jean-Pierre, this happened just an hour ago, Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House press conference told the American people that there is no illegal immigrants crossing the border. It does not exist. It's not happening. Alex, this story has never been bigger. There's never been more media covering this story, from Brownsville to El Paso to Yuma to San Diego. They're not covering this thing up. Everybody is seeing this. So for Karine Jean-Pierre to still go up there and tell that lie, again, she outdoes herself every day, biggest lie ever told. But here's what's amazing, Alex. So there was some questions. What is it going to look like when Title 42 ends? And what is it going to look like now that the Texas National Guard has been sent down here to spread razor wire over some of these openings? Well, it deters them for a couple hours, and they just have to basically keep walking until they can find a gate or a port of entry, like right here at Gate 42, where we've been breaking news every night. We're breaking news here Wednesday night, Thursday night, and we're back out here Friday. But, Alex, some of the videos we shot late last night, a lot of it was already on Band Out Video and Twitter. Even more is coming out now. It hasn't stopped. We watched busload after busload after busload after busload after busload all through the night. We get here. We went to a couple other locations to try to find out where they're dropping them off. And we get back here today. And I don't know how well you can see, but behind me, a group of, it looks about 30 migrants are there at the gate waiting to get in. And there was even a little bit of a tussle, and it sounded like a tense struggle as voices were raising and the fence was shaking and Border Patrol was trying to get it under control. But eventually they're assuming they can get in. And my guess is
Michael Leon reported, and there's a video of a National Guard guy almost running over a state senator with a car.
It was totally out of control. There was a Border Patrol vehicle that almost ran into a ravine here, Alex, and just completely smashed it. When they were backing out one of the buses, it almost hit some cars. I think it ran over somebody's equipment. It's unruly out here. I mean, it's just out of control. And it doesn't have to be this way. When we have the Texas National Guard laying out all these razor wires, guess what? They can't get in.
Well, by the way, you get pulled over. I get pulled over by the state police that the governor put in Austin because we have a lawless system. And they say, why is your inspection sticker out? Because the frickin' place is never open, man. Like they should like, oh, inspection stickers are down here, rape and robberies up here. But no, they're not doing that. It pisses me off.
Well, and I can also tell you that some of the journalists that are down here covering this have actually received speeding tickets from the El Paso police. Imagine that. You watch them just bring in undocumented immigrant in a total lawless situation.
Human smuggling children. No, it's like that great screenplay written by Millis, Apocalypse Now, and he says they would court-martial, and this is a true story, the airmen for putting cuss words on the bombs when they drop napalm on children. It's like riding speeding tickets out of the Indy 500.
Yeah, and it's obviously a growing frustration for Americans that continue to see the lawlessness, whether it's at the southern border or in Washington, D.C., with the Biden crime family. Just total lawlessness everywhere. But then you are constantly dealing with government intervention in your life, tic-tac citations pulled over for all this nonsense. And I think Americans are really growing frustrated with it, Alex. And I don't know how much longer they're going to sit here and take the White House just blatantly lying to them. I mean, even Democrats.
No, but they said
liberals,
it's 90% down. They said the border is totally controlled, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's just absurd.
You don't
There's
believe the walking colostomy bag, Joe Biden?
No, I'm not even sure. Though every time I see Joe Biden now, he seems to be forgetting where he is. He can't read the teleprompter. He can't even speak properly. I mean, it's bad.
Well, let me ask
it's
you this
really
question.
Bad.
The last caller brought up something, and I'm not going to dodge it and be a wimp. I literally don't believe in offensive violence because it's so complex, and I'm not a general. But when they're refunding gain of function and releasing viruses to kill us, I can't lie and say no. These people don't deserve, you know, to pay what they've done. But if they've created anarchy, then they want us to go into anarchy with them. But at a certain point, what is your view on violence? Because it's not offensive when they're creating gain of function, opening borders, attacking us. But I'm not greenlighting violence. I'm saying people are thinking that, saying that. I think they want to lure us into that. I think we need to be Christ-like or like Gandhi following Christ or Martin Luther King Jr. and not be violent right now. But what are your comments to people that are like legitimately saying, look, we're under attack. What are we supposed to do?
Well, let me just first say this, because I've actually thought about this issue a lot witnessing this, Alex, because I was explaining this to you yesterday. I mean, just seeing it like this again is really, it's altered my worldview a little bit. And I mean, it's fair to say in many ways, America is on life support or it's just collapsed. And just to be clear, here's how I feel about it now. Yeah, we could say America's collapsed and be negative Nancy about it, but The truth is, it doesn't. America will rise again. Human freedom is not going to be snuffed out, Alex. Human freedom and prosperity and self-government and independence and fulfilling your own destiny, choosing your own fate, that's not going to be snuffed out. America will rise again. But there's no doubt we're down and out right now, Alex. I mean, the American people are getting hurt every which way, but we're getting flooded at the same time with all these illegal immigrants getting everything paid for. It's going to replace the working class. It's going to destroy the middle class. I mean, it's just a total attack on our country. So America is going to take a lot of this. We're slowly waking up and understanding it. As far as people that feel that way, look, we didn't get into this to be violent. I'm not a violent person. I'm not. I'm not a violent revolutionary. I've never been a violent person. I don't have any history of violence. I'm really, Alex, we're more like philosophers or logicians and people that just want to peacefully try to restore the republic. I mean, so it's not like we have ever had any inkling to do anything like that. But there's no doubt that's how they want to frame it. There's no doubt that's what they want to depict us to be.
Exactly. They want to fight, and they're going to start one. So we have to at least think about this and realize, even though we're not looking for a fight because we don't need to prove ourselves, it's like that Who song. I don't have to have a fight, you know, to prove I'm right. Well, at a certain point, they're going to demand a fight.
Well, look, anybody who's been in a street fight or a bar fight knows that usually the smart ones are not the ones that provoke the violence, but anticipate it and respond accordingly. So, I don't know if a bar fight analogy is maybe a crude analogy at this point, but it's just how much more can America take, Alex? I mean, how much more can the American people take? I mean, I'll tell you this, you know, we're going to lunch around here. We're going to local taco shops and we're talking to people that work at the hotel and stuff. The citizens of El Paso can't stand this, Alex. They can't stand what's going on down here.
Well, that's right. The border areas are going red.
We're sitting at breakfast today, and they've got the view on the television, and I'm talking to the lady that's bringing our breakfast out, and she's wondering why I'm taking pictures of the view. Joy Behar has a shirt on that says, "Read banned books." And she's like, "Oh, why are you taking that picture?" And I was like, "Well, Joy Behar is wearing this shirt that's promoting pornography for children, that's promoting sexually explicit books for children in the school." And she kind of looks at me, and she goes, "Yeah, they're all full of bull crap, and I'm censoring that for radio." And then we started talking, and she's like, "Yeah, Biden's a piece of you-know-what." So it's like everybody down here gets it. We're out here. Citizens come up to us. They hear what we're talking about. They say, "Yeah, here's what's going on." We've put some of those interviews up on Band Out Video. We've showed some of those interviews on the show. So the understanding is there. The attitude is there. The problem is we're so overwhelmed with the propaganda. I mean, the White House.
Well, that's
so
what Michael Yon said, Broken Arrow, 4 days ago. We are overrun.
Totally. Totally. And they even admitted it to me last night, Alex. I was telling you, we started calling it the migration pipeline valves because they can turn them on and switch them off and move the water whichever way they want it to flow. And the Border Patrol spokesperson that we spoke to last night basically told me that's exactly what they do. He admitted it to me. I mean, anybody can see it that's following it, but he admitted. He was like, "Yeah, we got overwhelmed here in El Paso, so we steered the rest of the illegal immigrants."
All right, no, stay there. Finish your points on what's coming next. I'm going to take a few final calls. Ahead of Jay Dyer taking over. Hour number four straight ahead, and then you're taking over in 1 hour. The War Room, 3 p.m. Central.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.